Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in our spirit, and in the world around us and in the political situation of the times. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, and the gang's all here. I'm joined by Ann
Ortley down here at Boca Ciega Bay in Florida, St. Pete, yay, where it is
and
a lovely
Mark.
84 and mostly clear.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm in New York. It's Mark Waltz, and it's beautiful here, too. A little warm, but no complaints. No wildfires.
Oh,
no
good.
Wildfires. Right.
Well, yeah. I can't say the same. We have... It's cool this week, so for which we are grateful. It's not 102 the way it was last week and will be next week. But it's cool, but we had a couple of storms roll through that only dropped a few drops but had a lot of lightning in them. So they've put out quite a few, but there are about 5 fires within, 50 miles of me. And they're so far, they're small. There's a couple of big ones around, so we have smoke in the air, but... it's just that time of year when everybody's a little on the touchy side. And it's natural for the ecosystem here to go to sleep in the summer. It's active in the fall, in the spring, and in the fall. But in the midsummer, when it's dry, most of the plants go to sleep, and they just wait it out. Ponderosa survive because their needles close up in the daytime. And so they're dry and good fire bait in the process. As is this world, and there's also the sun is flaring, all kinds of exciting things going on at the moment. We're on Aurora Borealis watch, and there's 2 meteor showers going through. So if you are a place where you can look up tonight, you might see the Aurora Borealis, you might see the meteor showers, and I associate those with new material coming in from outside of our little Earth field, and that we're being bombarded by bits of cosmic flotsam and the waves from the sun itself kind of really stirring things up. So it always seems to come with new ideas and with volatility. And how do you see in meteor showers and aurora and solar flares?
I just always remember the Perseids, which is one of the, I think it's that's the one that's one of the big ones this month. They're always very illuminative. And as a kid growing up upstate, those were very cool because it was August and you could stay up, late because you didn't have school. I wasn't aware of really any other ones, but now as an astrologer, I tune into them. Mm-hmm. But I always like the Aurora Borealis. Watch out, we're gonna have stuff. And I kind of think of it, when you see the skies, all those magnificent colors, it's just stunning.
Isn't it? It's a pretty astounding.
Yeah. It's
Mark,
pretty amazing.
Do you have any
and
comments
they have
on?
That rainbow, those rainbows, all those rainbows in the heavens. Yep.
They're amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I always think of it as cultural change. And it is from new ideas coming in and they seem to come from nowhere, and they don't have anybody's address on them. It's like lost mail.
Yes. That's an interesting way of putting
it.
Yeah. Well, I see that today a federal judge permanently overturns Florida's Stop Woke Act that blocked restrictions about, culture and inclusivity in the workplace. And that's pretty, it's a very good sign that some of this energy is coming back together. So
what happened?
DeSantis had he passed a bill or was trying to push it through that would make it illegal to talk about race or to use anti-discrimination training in the workplace, that you weren't allowed to talk about race, gender, anything else. And the federal court overturned that.
Good, yeah. Well, Biden came out today with a plan to do the Supreme Court, which I thought was really good because he's been on he was, you know, he's been on the Supreme Court for years, well, on the Justice Committee in the Senate that supports people, you know, Clarence Thomas on up, you know, or his appointees, mm-hmm. Robert Bork, that big fight that they had in the Reagan
mm-hmm.
years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, so him coming out and saying term limits, enforcing justice,
yeah.
and, you know, I was in a permanent ban that every, or constitutional amendment that nobody's above the law, reversing the immunity decision for an institutionalist like him. And I was actually kind of hoping he would do that, you know, now that he's
mm-hmm.
not running for office. He has
mm-hmm.
an opportunity,
mm-hmm.
and he's got immunity because they gave it to him. You know, he's got immunity to go, okay, Clarence, we're gonna check out that $4 million you got. Did you pay taxes on it? IRS.
Exactly.
Can you check and see if Clarence claimed tax? You know, because he technically has immunity until they overturn it, right? So
mm-hmm.
I was like, I wonder if Biden's going to start good trouble, which I think
mm-hmm.
he is. And it also is the Mercury in Virgo, ruling the Mars and the Jupiter that are about to meet up. And, of course, Jupiter in his detriment in Gemini. I mean, it's not much better when it's answering to Jupiter in Virgo, but at least Jupiter in Virgo says you have to follow the rules, versus Gemini going, well, we're going to write shit that has absolutely nothing to do with anything because we can. So I think it's really good. Yeah, I was very
pleased. It's
going to
be interesting in the middle of August when
mm-hmm.
Jupiter and Mars come together, conjunct at 16 Gemini, and will be,
mm-hmm.
you know, 5 degrees from the Mars in the natal chart of America. And
right.
and mm-hmm. it will be, you know, it'll be doing some interesting things. It will be an exact trine to the America's progress Mars at 16 Libra. And
mm-hmm.
I think there'll be healthy debate, you know, really – It's going to, you know, you say it's like Mars war through words. So it can be pretty intense. Mercury's going to be retrograde. And
mm-hmm.
so it may be, you know, war about, you know, dialogue and debate around what has happened. Not necessarily looking to the future yet, but a lot of debate over what has happened and who's right and where's it going.
Right, and we also have that Saturn-Jupiter square this month on the 18th,
mm-hmm.
which is back to December of 2020, December 20th
uh-huh.
of 2020,
uh-huh.
when Jupiter and Saturn met up in Aquarius, which was at zero Aquarius where Pluto is now. So we're really,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
we're coming into some real interesting dynamics, you know, in terms of the vision of the culture, because the 18th, if you remember, of December was when they had that crazy meeting in the White House, and after that they went with the coup instead of
right.
the Justice Department. Out, you know, saying the machines were bad. That's when they threatened him that the whole Justice Department would resign. So I'm like, well,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're repeating that and figuring it out now. And I, you know, in your own life, think of where you were in December of 2020. I know in my case, I was thinking, oh, I would, you know, maybe I would buy a place in Florida. Because after sitting at my desk for a year, not going out, I thought, well, at least if I have a place in Florida, I can go to the pool.
Mm-hmm,
and so that
mm-hmm.
was kind of a consideration for me. So it's, you know,
you
like
did.
Think that I'm here, and here I am in Florida with a pool, right? Yeah. So,
right.
Right.
Yeah. So it's kind of an interesting juxtaposition that we're all in terms of our direction and purpose.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
so
that's
in your own life,
wonderful.
Thinking about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also with Mercury ruling all those Virgo planets, Mercury in Virgo ruling the Mars and the Jupiter.
Yeah.
Now instead of going back and forth, Mercury's now saying, this is it, this is it, this is it. So there's a lot more, you know, Mercury is in its rulership in Virgo, so it's really helping the Mars and the Jupiter be better behaved, which I think is good, you know. So
that's pretty amazing. I'm also looking at that Mars-Jupiter conjunction. You know, we're within orb now.
Yeah.
And, you know, these Olympics are astounding, particularly
yes.
the gymnastics, which is, if that's Mars in Gemini, you know, Mars in the air, it's been pretty astounding
yeah.
just how,
mm-hmm.
you know, full of life and vitality, generally good sportsmanship, and amazing representation. And it really is, this is the first time that there are, you know, Mars and Gemini, Gemini is such a naturally bisexual sign, that there are equal number of female athletes as there are male, and women's soccer was on prime time last night, which was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, and the woman who won the butterfly, you know, she won the gold and the other one won the silver. And so she said, come on up on the podium with me. Because she beat her by a tenth or 1/1000th of a second or something. And the two of them were both on the gold, you know, on the gold platform going, yay, which is a very Gemini thing to do, you know.
Right.
We're not going to have hierarchy. We're going to have equality. You know, we're both team. Yeah, so. It's a great opportunity for connecting with people, too, with the Mercury retrograde that we're having. If you've lost touch with people due to this kind of stressful year, or you've been a little under the weather because you've been anxious or whatever, this Mercury retrograde in the month of August is a great time to reconnect and hook up with people that you maybe lost track of.
Right. Just make sure that, you know, remember that they may not have changed since you last saw them.
Right.
So don't assume it's going to be different this time. Just, you know, go back. And if you do get a chance to do a do-over, to reconnect with an old friend or strike up an old relationship, to make sure that you have a sense of what would be where you want to go with it this time rather than reinscribing old pain. That's my only proviso on that.
Yeah. Yeah, so that makes a lot of sense.
It's going to be interesting to see this dialogue. You know, tonight there is, with Mars and Gemini approaching Jupiter, there was a call was to 50,000, you know, white men that support Kamala. It's a white dudes that support Kamala Zoom group. And now there's 100,000 of people signed up for it, including a bunch of really interesting celebrities. So it's interesting to see this energy building. Now, you know, we have that, and the fact that it's so Mars-like, you know, Trump was born on the full moon, Kamala was born exactly on the full moon, and they squared off. It was announced that it was time for them to square off on a full moon. So there's this really contentious but kind of, you know, brave energy willing to be oppositional. I mean,
right, and they both have the same note. They have the same nodes, right? And they have the same Marses. And she's a wood dragon, and he's a fire dog. So fire burns wood, but dragons kill dogs. So I'm kind of like, this is going to be fun.
Good
this
combination.
Is going to be fun. We'll see what happens. Yeah, it's a good combo. So,
good. So, and anything else that we'd like to add to help people make it through this week as Mercury slows down? And it's good to kind of clear the decks and get ready for Mercury retrograde. What else would you suggest for people?
It's a new moon.
Well, I know in my case, I've been moving a lot of stuff. Sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
Oh, it's a new moon in 12 Leo. It's an interesting place for it. It sextiles that Mars-Jupiter that we've been talking about. And then otherwise, much
today.
Of the rest of the chart, it doesn't connect. So it's
that's good.
End of the summer, Leo sign.
Right. Enjoy that Leo energy while you can.
Yeah.
I said it's an important time to get centered in yourself, but not get self-centered.
I've been making watermelon ice cream.
Ooh, delicious.
Actually, I guess not ice cream, sorbet. I've been freezing watermelon and then doing it in my blender. So it's like a slushy. It's really
like
good.
Like a slushy, yeah.
It sounds delicious.
So, yeah, it's really good. I throw a little mint in. I'm very happy with it. So.
Wow.
Yeah, it really works. A little freezer, a little blender, a little bit of mint.
Well, that's wonderful. And I think that's part of Venus and Mercury, Venus heading into Virgo, Mercury in Virgo already, is, you know, we are getting hints about the fall, our work coming up ahead of us. We're also, you know, asking to get healthy. This is a real, you know, Virgo says get healthy, tend to your digestive system, eat the best foods. You know, the world's bounty is available right now. Fill up and get as healthy as you can before winter starts.
Right, right. Eat those vegetables. Yeah.
Okay, shall we take?
Be ready for this. Be ready for the Mercury retrograde. It's the usual rules that apply.
You want to run those down, Mark?
Be prepared to do things over and look very carefully at everything you're agreeing to.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, give yourself extra time in your schedule for anything, even starting now. And if anything gets wonky between you and a beloved, slow it down and check to see who understood what, because often this is when misunderstandings happen, and it just creates grit between us and our beloveds when it doesn't need to. But it is a great time to tell old stories, to get the family history, to reminisce with people, which is an important part of that process.
Yeah.
So, Charlotte.
In the retrograde, it starts with Mercury in Virgo, which is a strong spot for it. Then it goes into the end of Leo. So, and Mercury in Leo, it's timely. We can use a little bit of Leo with our Mercury. So here it comes.
That's beautiful. So let's take a few callers. We've got several hands raised. And 917-863, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Yes, hi, everybody. Thank you for taking my call. My date of birth is 5-17-75, and I wasn't expecting to be called, so I'm a little thrown off. 5-17-75, born in the Bronx, New York, and at 1-17 a.m.
1:17 a.m. And do you have any particular questions?
I do. I just been having some anxiety and some others, like depression and some other things coming up within the past few weeks. And I'm just wondering, do you see anything in the chart that's reflecting any of that? And if so, like, is this like a long transit or... It's actually put me on board too.
Is it a healthy response to a crazy world? But, if, you know, let's see if we can help you get a little bit more specific than that.
So that's the that's May 17th, 75, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. You're having Saturn square your Mercury and Jupiter on it. So that's going to make your chart go a little wild. Right?
It feels very serious. And everything can feel
very
serious.
Yeah, and feels very much like you're blocked on some level and emotionally vibrating. Saturn's trining your Saturn, so you want to think what was going on, you know, 20 years ago when you had your Saturn return. But there's a lot going on. And also your Uranus is at the last degree of Libra, which is going to have Pluto come back and whack it. So it's definitely an anxious time, plus you're having Uranus on your Sun. So you're very, you know, a little hypervigilant right now. And with Uranus on, not on your Sun. Uranus on your Sun. Yeah, transit of Uranus is on your Sun. So that also makes you a little extra anxious. So there's a lot of anxiety. You do have a moon in Leo. So what are you doing creatively? You know, sing loud, play with the dog, play with the cat. You know, do things that make you feel creative. That'll help ground you and make you not feel quite so anxious. But you've got it till this December.
Your progress moon's in Taurus on your Sun also. So Uranus is on your progressed moon as well as your Sun. And Uranus just like plugs your tail into a socket and fills you full of electricity and feeling like, I've got to change. But you don't know where, and that's where the anxiety comes in. So if you can change little things like doing the feng shui of cleaning a drawer or walking on down a block you've never walked down before. It's kind of just uses some of that nervy energy up that isn't necessarily about anxious. It just wants different. and and explore something you haven't done before and just kind of see what it could be like without feeling like you have to keep doing it. The next 2 days, the sun is right on your moon, as well as your progressive moon on your sun. So it's really about coming back to you. It's listening to yourself the way you were never really listened to as a kid. And really hearing, like writing what your inner being wants to say and listening to yourself intensely. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It definitely does. I kind of uprooted everything. Like I put a pause on work. I kind of like took a break from school. Everything just kind of came to a screeching halt within the past few weeks. And I'm just like, okay, what's happening here? So
right. You wanted difference so desperately.
And I thought I was going the right way. So that's what makes it even more like,
well, it doesn't
daunting.
Mean that you were going the wrong way before. It's just, you know, you've hit a corner and it's time to take a left turn.
I like that. Okay.
Okay? And like, it doesn't feel like you were doing the wrong thing. I think you won't know until the future how right what you've been doing is. Right? And
you
go ahead, Mark.
You have kind of an energy, of solving a jigsaw puzzle right now. And, you know, go ahead and mess around with the pieces. Even if they don't seem to fit, just keep moving them around. Turn them this way, turn them that way.
I like that. That actually kind of feels like what my life is doing right now. It feels like a bit of a jigsaw puzzle. So,
So have some faith in yourself and look for new material.
Yeah, it's not
look
a bad
for new
thing.
Material.
It's just, bring new material into the jigsaw puzzle.
Okay. Well, good luck, my dear.
Yeah, thank you all for your insight tonight. I appreciate it, as always.
Believe in yourself on this one, really. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll do. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, and we'll try this one. Hello, 707-805. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
8725, August 17th, 1964. 3:07 p.m.
Wait, hold on. August 17th, 1964.
Yes. 3:07 p.m. Torrance, California.
What's the time again?
3:07 p.m.
In where?
In
Torrance, California.
Oh, yeah. Torrance.
So, how can we help you?
So I talked to you guys probably last year, the end of last year.
I thought
year,
it was familiar.
And, and I can't remember, but there was a comment that Anne made about something with my sister, and it made me want to call you guys to ask you what the heck was going on, because this weekend I had the biggest blowout with her, and I'm just wondering what's going to end up with that, and I feel like if I never see her again, it'll be okay with me. And I'm still really angry with her, and I don't really know why.
Well, this isn't the first time. You have Saturn in the house of siblings, and over the last month, you know, certainly over the last week, your progressed moon conjunct your progressed Saturn in the house of siblings. So and Saturn, right, transiting Saturn is on your Chiron in the house of siblings. So it's somehow it looks like you danced on each other's sore points. And the place that you had where everybody had to kind of to be grown up and you two weren't given enough parental guidance to really make it through in a good way, to kind of to feel like there was bounty rather than you were arguing over a few things. It looks like, you know, really got activated. And what do you see?
Yeah, I you know, it's definitely a good time for a blow up with her. And I would say go back to what was going on the end of April, April 20th, when Jupiter and Saturn met up on Jupiter and Uranus met up on your Jupiter. So this is a once every 84 year thing, which of course is a lifetime thing, and it's tied to like habits, routines, and what was going on last list in April, because in April the chart was like, hey, I don't know that I want to do this for another 14 years. And, of course, with Saturn on the Chiron, this is a really old wound about bringing up your orphan or her orphan. Somebody's orphan energy is activated. And, of course, Chiron, yeah, so that's the underlying thing. So it doesn't really matter if you talk to her or not, but it's going in and helping clear out that orphan thing will make you feel, will help you work through what this is, because Saturn's also opposite your Mercury-Pluto. So I would say to you, well, whatever that orphan feeling is and honoring it and however it got provoked by her or provoked by your childhood, both work, and healing it. That, you know, so it's not her per se. It's she's poking on a really tender part of your psyche. And so you want to kind of just comfort that and take good care of that, because that will help you process whatever the harsh words were. It is a time of healing, but it's also once every 30 years. You're not done with her yet. You get to the end of February, you're going to be working on this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are three of us. I'm in the middle, and it's her that I'm dealing with, and we used to be so close.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to know what direction it's going to end up in and how I can help it along for the best. If anything,
go back into what happened when you were 17 and a half and when you were 15. Look at those times.
Okay.
Go back at when you were 47 and a half and 30 or 44 and look at those times, because those are what are the wounding places, really. So,
And
just hang in there. Your moon is going to go into Pisces in a couple of days. And that will soften this up. Right now it's very sharp, but it gets like you just recently got cut, but it'll soften up.
Okay. Thank you guys so
much.
I appreciate the advice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big hug to you.
Yeah,
big hug.
There's
a
lot going on.
Yeah.
You're working
Mark.
Right through it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you again.
Stay with the process and, you know,
when
the waves are crashing, dive under them. Don't try to wade into the full force.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
is she the older sister or the younger sister?
She's the baby.
She's the baby.
And
it looks like the older sister has some real issues with her. It feels like underneath. Just be very, very good to yourselves and take care.
Okay.
And be your own sister right now.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Good
luck.
You're
welcome. Big hugs.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, and that did bring up that Mercury is, that when Mercury starts slowing down and getting ready to retrograde, old unfinished business comes up. And if we find ourselves triggered like that, and it could be, it's the very chance for us to heal that old scar tissue. But it's not necessarily something the other people involved want to do with or agree to do with. We just have to take care of that ourselves. So we have 1 minute left. And do you have any last wonderful advice for our lovely audience?
Do your moon by sign and house and age. Look at how old it is. Like I have a 6-year-old moon, so it likes to be in the pool. It likes to take naps, and it loves long showers, and it likes to play with the cat. You know, so do your moon, and then that will help you when you're feeling stressed. Remember Maslow's hierarchy of needs. We have to do that bottom pyramid so we're feeling protected and supported.
Mm-hmm.
Mark?
Yeah. Again, be ready for Mercury retrograde. We got 3 weeks of it, most. And so
wonderful. Any last? And I just ask you to, be careful. Start watching where you're walking and doing instead of running ahead. Because right now Mercury we can have accidents if we think too much about where we're going or where we've been rather than where we are at the moment. So stay present, and we'll see you next week. This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Montana. And Mark?
Mark Waltz, signing off from New York.
And Ann Ortley from the Boca Ciega Bay in Florida.
And we'll see you next week.
Okay.
Take care.
See everybody.
Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Bye now.